A man totally drunk comes upon a preacher baptizing people in the river. He staggers at the river's edge and falls in. The preacher turns around and is almost overcome by the smell of whiskey. He asks the drunk, "Are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk answers, "Yes, I am." So the preacher grabs him and puts him in the water. He pulls him up and asks the drunk, "Brother, have you found Jesus?" The drunk replies, "No, I haven't." The preacher, shocked at the answer, puts him into the water again for a little longer this time. He again pulls him out of the water and asks, "Have you found Jesus, my brother?" The drunk answers again, "No, I haven't." The preacher puts the drunk in the water again, but this time he holds him down for about 30 seconds. And when he begins kicking his arms and legs, he pulls him up. The preacher again asks the drunk, "For the love of God, have you found Jesus?" The drunk wipes his eyes and catches his breath and says to the preacher, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" We are moving towards the end of the liturgical year. Next Sunday will be the Feast of Christ the King. And the following Sunday will be the first Sunday in Advent, the new year in the liturgical calendar. The liturgy of the word today speaks about the end of times. The first reading and the gospel passage are known as apocalyptic literature. Apocalyptic literature is seen to flourish in the scriptures during times of national disaster or impending calamity. Our first reading today comes from the book of Daniel, in which we have seen the archangel Michael comes in as a prince. This book was composed in the 2nd century BC when the Jews were persecuted by the Greek ruler Antiochus. And the gospel text of today from Mark is part of the answer that Jesus gives to the question of some of the apostles concerning the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem at the end of times. When the Gospel of Mark was being written, the Jews were suffering fresh persecution in the hands of the Romans, and the temple of Jerusalem was on the verge of destruction. The purpose of these passages is to offer hope, drawing their attention to the action of God even beyond the present history. Apocalyptic literature would always talk about the new heaven and new earth and the triumph of good over evil. Many people believe that the world is becoming worse day by day. Some people think that humanity has lost its direction. And often this image is built by the media because much of what we hear and see in newscast is negative. This can contribute to some despair. We should not be deceived by the impact of the modern media, and even amidst human frailty, God still loves the world. This sense of hope is seen in the last lines of today's first reading, "And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." In the gospel passage, it is the reference to the Son of Man that brings the sense of hope. Son of Man is an expression used both in the Hebrew scriptures and in the gospels. There are about 270 verses that use this phrase. In the prophet Ezekiel, this expression simply refers to the prophet as the son of Adam, a frail human being. When Jesus refers to himself as the son of man, on the one hand, he is avoiding the political meaning that was attached to the expression Messiah, and on the other hand, he is defining himself as the Savior, who Daniel saw in his visions, even as he lived through the days of persecution. Therefore, the Son of Man is one who appears to save the suffering, the downtrodden, and the poor. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. These would be the same words that Jesus would declare in front of the high priest during his own suffering and trial. You will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. These words were fulfilled for Jesus in his own resurrection when God defended the just. And these words will be fulfilled for us at the end of time as individuals and as creation. This is our Christian hope. So let us not get frightened at the thought of Christ's second coming, because Jesus is with us every day, abiding with the Father and the Holy Spirit in our hearts, dwelling in our church in the Holy Eucharist, teaching us in the Holy Bible, and unifying us with him and each other in our worshiping communities. So let us watch and wait in a state of readiness. Instead of worrying about the end time events, we are asked to live every day of our lives loving God and living in others by our committed service to all the people.